When we do something like wish forward or pray forward, the good fortune that we are experiencing in the moment, is a beneficial activity. And it is coming from the all-pervading love that is our essence of being, that we have called forward in our mind. And we've called it forward through the idea of practice, through the idea of training. Oh, I can, this water, this seat that I'm sitting on, oh, the fact that I can attend to my toilet needs unaided. I can wish this forward for others because not everybody can, have the comfort or attend to this or that unaided. So that's a beneficial activity. And it comes from the all-pervading love that we are. And of course, there's also a wish of all-pervading love. We are wishing that forward. So it's a pervasive wish. It's a limit. It has no limit. It's not, we're not saying, oh, for X, only women or only men or only transgender or only bees, only butterflies. It's pervasive. There's no boundaries. There's no distinctions put upon it. No discriminations. So when we look at, as we have been, all beneficial activity, the power of that, and it as a power. So there's two sides of that, right? We flip the words around, and they'll give us a whole new contemplation. The power of all beneficial activity, but how powerful. Open to have an activity be beneficial, how powerful that is. So we look at our activities through the day. The activity in our minds, the activity in our sentiency, our emotions and our sentiency, the activity of relation, relatedness. The activity of what are our choices? What is the choice in the moment? That's an activity. And then we will follow through in that. So is it beneficial? Is it beneficial to ourselves? Is it beneficial to others? Is it all beneficial? Well, if it is beneficial to ourselves and to others, then it is an activity, an action that is has an all-pervading love quality to it. Right? That makes sense, right? So we see how valuable contemplation is, how to muse, to ponder, to reflect upon words and phrases, etc., how they open things up for us and make things, they have the dimension of them, the dimensions, right? The dimensionality. These things open, they're more accessible, more available to us. And that's one of the things about doing this cycle. What is accessible? What is available? Because it is innate. We smile. Just sitting. In this activity of sitting with the intention of meditation and whatever your that includes for you, that intention. Let's all reflect for a moment. Is our intention itself a beneficial activity? Is it a positive motive for ourselves and others? Is it only for ourselves, for example? And that would be fine. Maybe that's what we need. And if we are a more whole, more calm person, that of course benefits others. So even if we think we're doing it just for ourselves, there is benefit for others. So ponder it, just sitting here quietly, attentively. And as we sit quietly, our state is pervading all space. So there are many qualities of love, including our state pervading. The state of the group field as a whole, and its emanating, pervasive quality. If our mind drifts and is less acute, we come back to the contemplation that this itself is a beneficial activity, that there is a pervasive quality to it, pervasive and pervading. And our clarity and precision all come back from the drifting. We sit. We sit in the now. And now there is simplicity, soft and open. One-pointed, spacious and clear. We take a long, slow, deep breath and breathe in with all beings and breathe out with all beings, but also breathe in that there are many types of all beneficial activity. Sometimes the most beneficial activity seems to be quite non-active, not acting upon something, for example, like a craving or a negative thought on our mind. That is a beneficial activity to not act upon. So reflect on these things, and that the pervasive quality of centeredness, wholeness, of genuineness. These are all forms of love, expressions of love, qualities of love. Love you all. Create a day.